Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews and Naomi Collins, your hosts today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Today's message is, many Jewish leaders believed that Jesus was the Messiah. Glad that you are here with us today, and you are going to hear a very good message from myself and Naomi, and we hope that you will be blessed. Amen. So we're reading John 8. Naomi, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. How about yourself?
Praise the Lord. In victory. Amen. It's good.
Amen.
So I'll read. Let me read the scripture, and then we'll comment on each other. Amen. In John 8, Jesus said to the Jews, "I am going away, and you will search for me and die in your sins. You cannot come where I'm going." And he was speaking to the Jewish people because that's who really he ministered to. They asked, "Is he planning to commit suicide? What does he mean? You cannot come where I'm going." Then Jesus said to them, "You are from below and I am from above. You are of this world, but I am not. That is why I said that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am the Messiah, the Son of God, you will die in your sins." And they said to him, "Tell us who you are," they demanded. And he replied, "I am the one I have always claimed to be. I could condemn you for much and teach you much, but I won't. For I say only what I'm told to by the one who sent me, and he is the truth." They still didn't understand what he was talking about to them. So Jesus said, "When you have killed the Messiah, they will realize that I am he, and that I have not been telling you my own ideas, but I've spoken to you what the Father has taught me, and he who sent me is with me, and he has not deserted me, for I always do those things that are pleasing to him." And then many of the Jewish leaders who heard him say these things began believing him to be the Messiah. Naomi?
Amen, amen. And in this scripture, what I kind of see, if I can translate this a little here, Jesus clearly identified himself in three ways. He identified himself. He said, "I am from above." He also said, "I am not of this world." And he said, "I am the Messiah." And then for those who may have been visual learners, at that time, which some people are, we know that people have different learning styles. So for those who may have been visual learners, he said in so many words, "When I'm crucified, then you will believe that I am the Messiah." Well, why is this? Why do you think this? Well, because he was crucified on the cross. He was buried in the grave, but he rose again. And only the Messiah could have done this. Only the Messiah could have been slain, buried, and be risen again. He was the Messiah, and that was proof. No other person being in history of the world could be the Messiah because they did not do these things. Amen?
Amen. So true, Naomi. Many people try to say that they are Jesus' representation on this earth to be the Messiah, like, you know, some of those cult guys who ended up dying because they wanted the people to worship them. And Jesus said, if you hear, if you even hear about you need to go here, you need to go there because the Messiah is there, it's a lie. It's not the truth, because he definitely said how he would be coming back. He said, every eye will see him. In the day that he's coming back, every eye will see him, not just a few chosen people. God has a plan, and nobody can disturb his plan. And it's
Amen.
The same way with us. He has a plan for us, and nobody can disturb it or change
Amen.
It or whatever
Amen.
That God has for us. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Do you want to say something about that, Naomi?
I was thinking, too, that we might want to add and let our listeners know or remind our listeners that there's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus, the Messiah.
Yes.
And the Messiah is a living person. He's live. He has life.
Mm-hmm.
The Messiah is the living person, the living avenue to God. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Confucius is not the Messiah. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Buddha is not the Messiah. Muhammad is not the Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. The only way to God. You can't get to God through Confucius. You can't get to God through Muhammad. And you most certainly cannot get to God through Buddha. And I know that's controversial for me to say, but it's the truth. Amen?
And amen. And in 15, that's the chapter in Revelation, and there's only 19, 20, 21, and 22, only three chapters from the time Jesus comes back until the time 1,000 years old. But in this scripture, chapter 9, 11, the Bible says, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. In righteousness he makes war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His head were many crowns. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, and that with it he should smite the nation, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth down the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of the Almighty. He didn't use a physical sword. He used the word of God, which has power. And the same way he used the word of God as a sword rather than as a book, you will become victorious. Because it's by faith in the word of God, God spoke in Genesis and the world was formed. He opened his and a sword came out. His word, he condemned the evil and restore the righteous. That is our inheritance. Friends, it's so important that we know Jesus. He is the key to heaven. There's no other door. Amen. I want you to go to heaven. I want you to come to know the Jesus that I have come to love. And if you could, would you say this prayer with me to receive Jesus now? Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. I am human in all sin. My Lord, you have made a way that we can still go to heaven completely clean because he shed his blood for us. He took Christ. He suffered and for every single thing that would keep us out of heaven. And it's free. He said this is a free gift that he wants to give to us. And so, Lord, right now, I accept that, and I thank you, Lord, that you are able to save me from all unrighteousness. I receive you now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I thank you for saving me in this day and every day. Amen and amen.
Amen.